Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom and we are now in Kiddushin Daf Chaf Hei Amud Bet, about to begin the fourth Mishnah, the first parak, continuing with our survey of Kinyanim. Behema Gasa Niknet B'Mesira. This Mishnah is devoted to the method of acquisition of animals. So we have Behema Gasa, which refers to bovines, and Behema Daka, which chiefly refers to ovines. It's nikna by handing it over. Vahadaka, a small animal, bahagbaha, by picking it up. That's what they believe. Chacham omrim, pemadaka niknet b'mishicha. It's a different kinyan of mishicha, which we took a look at in the context of kinyan eved knani early. Now, Darash Rav b'kimchunya. Rav taught the following lesson in the town of Kimchunya. Behemagasa niknet b'mishicha. A behemagasa can be bought with mishicha, which our Mishnah only recorded as the opinion of Chacham with behemadaka. Hashachinu Shmuel atalmidei Rav. So Shmuel found the students of Rav who were repeating this. Amar lahu miyama Rav behemagasa niknet mishicha. Did Rav say that? V'anan b'mesira tanan. Our Mishnah says mesira, which means handing it over, not pulling it. V'rav nami b'mesira amar. And I know that Rav also used to say mesira. So hadar b'emiyahi, has Rav changed his mind about that? So the answer is Hudamar ki haitana. The answer is yes, based on the following bright that Tanya Chacham Omrim Zuvazu Niknet B'Mashicha. Both Behemagasa and Behemadaka are Niknet Mashicha. Not just Behemadaka, as our Mishnah records. Chacham's opinion is that all animals are bought B'Mashicha. Rabbi Shimon Omer Zuvazu B'Hagbar. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says all animals are bought B'Hagbar. Now that'll become very difficult when it comes to a large animal. And here we go. Matkif Rav Yosef Felimiata Peel Rabbi Shimon Bang Yiknet. How do you acquire an elephant? So the answer is we have several ways. I'm rabbi b'chalipin. One way is to ignore this and use chalipin, which is the universal kinyan for both the metaltalin and karka, as we saw earlier. Inami, even with hagbah, it'll work. B'socheret mekomo, this is not hagbah, but if you rent out the spot where the animal, where the elephant's standing, then kinyan chotzer makes it yours. You could be called a hagbah if you put four vessels and have the elephant step up on the vessels, like in the circus. Shamina, that implies something, which is Caleb Shalokeach, Pashut Mocher, Kanalokeach. After all, you're in the yard of the fellow who's selling you the elephant. And the vessels are yours. So that means the Caleb Shalokeach, in the Rishut of the Mocher, the Lokeach still, it still works. And that's a machloket that we have in Bab Metzia. The answer is Achmaskin and Basimta. We're talking about not in his yard, but rather in a simta. Now, the reason it's a simta is you can't make such a kinyan Rishut Rabim, but if it's a side street, which is private, but not privately owned, that's a place where you could be kona, and it's not Rishut Mocher. Inam b'chavilis merot. Another solution is that you take some vines that are kind of high, you know, just pile them up high, and then have the animal walk on that. That's called hagbah. So there's another solution. So we had four solutions to the hagbah problem. One is chalipin, the other is kinyan chatzer, and the other two are hagbah. One in which you had the animal step up on your own kalim, and it was not pershut mocher. The other one is that you have the animal walk. And that's out of Rishut Mocher again, and walk on top of some piled things that are high, such that it's considered Hagbah. Okay, the next Mishnah. Nechasim sheshtam achrayut nikdim mechesef eshtar b'chazaka. Nechasim sheshtam achrayut, literally, property that has an anchoring, a responsibility to it, is real estate. It's bought b'kesef eshtar b'chazaka, and it's something we've seen many times already. Sheinam achrayut, which means metaltalin, chattel, ein nikdim elab mashicha. The only kinyan they have is mashicha. Of course, chalipin works for everything. Now, we're now going to look at the relationship between the two. Nechasim shein achrayut nikdim im nechasim sheshtam achrayut b'kesef eshtar b'chazaka. You can do what's called a kinyan agav, which we'll explore more in the next podcast, which is when you are buying karka using kesef eshtar and chazaka, you can add to it metaltalin that you want to sell to the same person. We'll see if it's only to the same person. We'll see if it's both of them have to be a sale. But in any case, you can piggyback on it, which means, because after all, metaltalin can only be purchased, can only be acquired when you're in the presence of the metaltalin. You pick them up, you pull them, chazaka, something else. Karka, on the other hand, can be bought on the other side of the world with kesef eshtar. And therefore, when you're doing that, you can add in metoltoline without even seeing them. So that's the benefit of this. And then we have another piece of the relationship between them in which dafka metoltoline have a power that karka doesn't have. Metoltoline is something we see throughout the Torah, is something that could cause an oath to be taken, meaning that if there is a claim about owed metoltoline, money, vessels, etc., then the claimant can, in certain circumstances, force the accused to take an oath that he hasn't done wrong, that he doesn't owe, etc., etc., mot miktzad, shvuas hashomrim, etc. That's only about metaltalin. However, if you are administering an oath about metaltalin, zokim etanachosim shishtam achrayut, you can then add in or connect the karka, the shavalin, to make them take a shvu on karka. So, for instance, if somebody owes you 100 barrels of wine, and you also have a claim that he owes you some karka that was supposed to be collected for a debt, you couldn't make him take a shvua on the karka, but once you're making him take a shvua about the barrels, you can add in the shvua about the karka. All right, let's start with the top. Kesef, how do we know that kesef works for karka? Amar chizki amar kras, sadot pekesef yiknu. This is something we saw all the way back in the beginning of the Masechet. Sadot pekesef yiknu is Yirmiyahu's direction to the people of buying their fields and then writing the documents and sealing them away, because when they return to Israel, they'll have documentation. Ve'ema adi ikashtar, maybe you need a shtar also. Dichtiv achatov v'sefer achatom, write it in the book, seal the book. This is all talking about the document. The answer is miktiv yiknu l'vasof. Ze iktiv yiknu l'vasof. If first it said Sadot b'kesef, v'chatov b'sefer, v'chatom v'yiknu, meaning if the kinyan was mentioned after the kesef and the shtar, k'dekamret, then you'd be right. Kesef shtar makes a kinyan. Hashtuch t'v'yiknu meikar, but now that it says sadot b'kesef yiknu, and then you write the document, it proves that kesef kani, the kesef is what makes the kinyan, shtar rayeh ma'almahu, and the shtar is there for documentation and proof that you own the field. Amarav, now Rav points out, Loshano Mokam Shen Kotvin Tashtar. Kesef alone works only in a place where they don't have a minig of writing a shtar mechira. Hamakam Shkotvin Tashtar Lo Kana. If there's a location where they write a shtar mechira, kesef alone is not good enough because the man's understanding is that the kinyan isn't valid until the shtar mechira is written, which means that there's still time to change his mind. The parish, parish, but if you explicitly said, I want the kesef to be konad, then it works. And we're going to see an example of this. Kihadra of Idi Baravin, Kizavin Ara, when he would sell land, Amar Ibainim Bachaspe Ikni, sorry, when he would buy land, he would say, if I want to, I'm going to have the money be konad for me. Ibainim Bashtara Ikni, meaning I'm keeping my options open, that either the kesef that I give now is the kinyan, or the shtar that I write later is the kinyan. Why? Ibainim Bachaspe Ikni, I'm keeping the option open that the money does it. So the minute I pay the money, if you want to change your mind, and I don't want you to, you can't. You, the seller. And I'm keeping shtar open as a possibility. That if I've given the money, and not yet written the shtar, I can change my mind. I'm going to say, until the shtar is done, it's not done. Now, if the other party accepts that, that's fine. All right, the Mishnah then said that karka's nikne b'shtar. Menala, and how do we know shtar works? Ilam yishum nechtiv chato v'sefer chato m'haydei din, the pasuk from Yirmiyahu. V'yamart shtar raya ma'almahu. We said in that context, that shtar was documentation, not the vehicle for the kinyan. Ela mehacha, it must be from an earlier pasuk in that same perek. V'yakach et sefer hamikna, I took the scroll of acquisition, which means you see that karka can be bought, because the whole context there is buying fields. Karka can be bought with a sefer. Now, amar shmua loshanu l'bishtar matona. He says that this only works if it's a shtar matana, meaning I'm giving a gift. The shtar is not sufficient unless he's also given the money, which means if you write a shtar mechira and then change your mind, then both parties can change their mind, because until the money's been given, it's not valid. Meiti Rav Hamnuna challenges this and says, Bishtar Ketzad, that the writer says, how does a shtar work? Katav lo alanir alacheres v'shein bahem shava pruta. It's just like we had in Kiddushin. You take a piece of paper, a piece of pottery that's not worth anything, and you write Sadi Mechuralach, Sadi Netunalach, which we think is two options. Either you write, I'm selling it to you, or I'm giving it to you, which means even a sale is valid. Or is a Mechura and a Tuna. It's sold and it's given. Right? Which proves to you that even a Shtar Mechira alone is enough. And the answer is, Hu Motiv Labam Farakla. Hamnuna answered his own challenge and said, B'mocher Sadel Me Ra'ata. You know what the case is? That's when you're selling your field because you really want to get rid of it. It's a bad field. It's not doing you well. You're really eager to get rid of it, and therefore your gomer to that the shtar alone will be good enough. Rav Ashi has a different take. The case in that braita was a case where he really wanted to give it as a gift. And don't read Sadi Netunalach, Sadi Mechuralach as two options, but rather read it as one statement. Sadi Mechuralach, Sadi Netunalach, I've sold it to you and I've given it to you, means I really wanted to give it to you. So why did I make it a sale? In order to empower the recipient, so now he's a buyer, not a recipient. Not a doni, but rather a buyer of a field, which gives him the ability now to protect himself against somebody coming in claiming that he has an earlier shibud, then there's a chrayut, he can come back and collect it. So he wants to empower the recipient. But really, it was a gift. So that supports Shmuel's contention that shtar alone only works in the case of matana, but not when there is mechira. Uva chazaka, we say that chazaka works. Manalan marchezke makra, again in Yirmiyahu, but later on, live in the cities that you have grabbed, meaning the cities that you have occupied and taken, those are your cities. Right? But matafastim b'yeshiva. What, how did you grab them? By living there. That's chazaka. Rabbi Shmuel Tana, he has from a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, v'yishtem otav yishavtem ba. You will inherit the land of Israel, and you will live in the land of Israel. Ma yirashtem, how do you inherit it? B'yeshiva, by living there. We said in the Mishnah that Nechasim Shehinam Achrayot Eniknin El Mashicha. The only vehicle for Kenyan of Metaltlin is Mashicha. Manalan, Dichtiv, Vechitim Kirum Karla Metecha, Konom Yara Metecha. At the, immediately after the presentation of Yovel, the very next Pasuk in Parshat Bahar is, if you buy something from your friend, or sell something to your friend, or buy something from your friend, from the hand of your friend. What's that? Davar niknem yad liyad, something is bought from hand to hand. So that's talking about metaltalin, because later it goes to karka. And you see it's bought from hand to hand, that's meshicha, or mesira, handing it over. Or meshicha I bought. Rabbi Yochanan damar dvar Torah ma'ot konot, Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish have machloket, about whether the essential kinyan of metaltalin is the money, and the meshicha is there as a protection that we'll see in a little bit. Or is the essential kinyan, as Rosh Lakish says, the meshicha, and the ma'ot is simply what you owe. So Rabbi Yochanan says the essential kinyan is the money. So ma'ika lememar. So then, how will he interpret the why the Mishnah says meshicha where it really should say ma'ot? The answer is Tana Takanta Durabanan Ktani. Our Tana wanted to present the Takanta Durabanan, and I'll explain it right now. What's the Takanta Durabanan? Because really, midoraita, according to Rabbi Yochanan, money makes the kinyan, which means if I buy something from you, and it's up in your storehouse, you've got a bunch of wheat in Kansas, and I buy it from you here, and then afterwards I find that it's all spoiled or it's been burned down, you'll say, yeah, it got burned down after you gave me the money. That's why they were metakein, that I don't take possession until I physically take possession, and anything that happens before there, you're liable for. But really, midoraita, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the minute I give the money, there's a kinyan. There's a takana d'rabanan to protect the buyer, which is until I take physical possession, it's not mine. That's, of course, only true about metaltalim. Okay, we'll stop at this point and pick up in the next podcast with the discussion of kinyan agav, and that will take us to the end of the next podcast, after which we will then go into the issue of Gilgul Shvuah. Everyone should have a wonderful day.